Hey guys, we're back. It's been a while, but as always, I'm DJ Sully, and I'm here with...
Lil Papa. Remember why we're right? Well, we're back. And guess what? We are still right.
Last time you heard from us, we discussed BTS, Taylor Swift, One Direction, and so many other celebrities and their controversies.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, did you see her new documentary coming out in theaters?
You know, I actually did, but I haven't gotten tickets yet. Honestly, I'm really not sure if I'm gonna go see it.
Why not?
Well, to be honest, I haven't been much of a Swiftie. I just haven't really been able to support Taylor Swift as much because she let Sabrina Carpenter open for her on the Eras Tour. I don't know about you, but I'm Team Olivia Rodrigo any day.
I'm actually so glad you brought that up because this is a topic that's so close to my heart. I love Olivia Rodrigo. That's my queen. That's my girl. And I agree. Taylor Swift was actually so wrong to choose Sabrina, knowing that one of her best friends, Olivia Rodrigo, has beef with her.
My thing about it is Olivia Rodrigo has come out and said multiple times, even to Taylor, that she looks up to her. Taylor Swift is known to be one of Olivia Rodrigo's biggest inspirations.
And
Now Taylor Swift is choosing Sabrina Carpenter over Olivia.
Right. And I think it's the entire Cruel Summer thing. But honestly, girl, like, it's kind of messed up that you're suing a new upcoming artist for a line in her song that kind of sounded like something you did, which is not even that unique. Literally anyone can do that, girl. Come on. And I just feel like that's kind of petty, but I mean, to each their own. I'm not here to fight Taylor Swift. I'm just saying you're kind of messed up for bringing Sabrina Carpenter as your opener.
No, I agree, especially because the thing about Taylor Swift suing Olivia Rodrigo, let's ignore the fact that they were super close anyways and that Olivia Rodrigo is an upcoming artist. Copyright in general in the music industry is so, I guess, common, and at this point, there's only so many notes.
Exactly.
And honestly, I do kind of see what Taylor, like, I do hear what Taylor's hearing. But Olivia's an upcoming artist. It was a good song, and they were friends. Like, that's just not something friends do.
The fact that she was like, you're my idol, I look up to you so much, and you're like, oh my god, thank you, sweetheart, well, you're actually getting sued. That's kind of messed up. And also just to know, like, the entire beef with her and Sabrina. Honestly, if you told me a year ago or 2 years ago Taylor had one of the two opening for her, I would not expect Sabrina.
No.
Because, I mean, you know the beef between Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo.
I know. You can explain.
I'll explain it for the listeners. So basically, in 2020, Olivia Rodrigo released her song Driver's License. You might have heard it, like the I got my driver's license last week. You definitely heard it. So in one of her lines, she said, you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt, right? And she was like, oh, I'm so insecure about her. That was in the song. And basically, Sabrina Carpenter took that as a personal offense, outed herself, and she made a song. One of her lines was, don't drive yourself insane. Girl, leave her alone. Like, she's new. Like, you've been so old in this scene. Ugh, it makes me mad, you know?
Well, and it's just crazy to me, too, because I have never had an issue with Sabrina Carpenter until this started happening, like, when this became a thing. And it's just wild to me, because it's like, really? You're going to argue over Joshua Bassett?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. He's cute. I'll give it to him. But he's nothing special. He's every average brunette with brown eyes. Like, Olivia Rodrigo is so gorgeous, and so is Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, like, and it's kind
of the fact that they argued over song over a basic guy is crazy to me.
I think it was low for Taylor to get involved in it when, I mean, one, you, like, you know that they're very emotionally involved with you, and to step in as their idol and pick a side is kind of crazy for me.
I kind of wonder if Olivia was Taylor's first choice open for her, but Olivia Rodrigo's own tour was in the works, and that's why she couldn't.
I actually disagree, because Sabrina Carpenter literally was on her tour too.
Oh yeah, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, scratch everything I just said for all the listeners.
No, that was very intentional. So yeah. I'm hurt for her. I'm hurt for Olivia, and I am bleed purple. So even though I know she's not very small artist and definitely is more mainstream, I do gatekeep Olivia Rodrigo.
And that's valid.
Mm-hmm. I just am such a gatekeeper, and I think it has to do with me having two sisters that constantly are always like, oh, I found this first. I found this first. And I actually have to secure my spot. So I am a gatekeeper, and I'm not ashamed of that. Who are you gatekeeping?
I feel like I have two really big artists, well, bands that I gatekeep, and I know it's not valid. I wasn't even born when they were in their prime, so I know I have no right to be gatekeeping, but I'm just gonna say it. I will gatekeep Kings of Leon and Foo Fighters till the day I die. I don't care. Your favorite song is Everlong by Foo Fighters. Valid, I guess. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But that's one of their most mainstream songs.
Yeah.
Find something new. And same with Kings of Leon. Like, your favorite song is Sex on Fire. Okay. Valid. Kind of one of my favorites, too. But there's so many better songs. And also,
yeah, it's like you didn't even dig deep enough.
Exactly. And, like, the thing about Kings of Leon, too, is that album that Sex on Fire is on came out in 2011, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, like, yes, I was alive. I was 5 years old, but I've been a fan thanks to my dad. Shout out.
Oh, my gosh. But see, fan since birth.
Fan since birth. Going back to just gatekeeping in general, like, who do you gatekeep? Or do you feel as strongly as I do?
Yeah, like I said, I'm a very strong gatekeeper. Me personally, I am gatekeeping. Oh my gosh, she's blowing up on TikTok and it's actually making me so mad because I've been a fan since before any of her stuff got on TikTok. Leve, she's Icelandic. It looks like her name is Laufey, so you might recognize her from that. She's like a jazz pop singer. Her and this Filipino artist, Grant Perez, he started off on YouTube. I just really like his sound. And also Faye Webster. I'm gatekeeping her so hard.
Okay. You have to let me in on the gatekeep because, like, we're going to have to both gatekeep Faye Webster because she's mine.
When did you start listening to her?
That's none of your business.
Exactly.
Listen. A few months ago.
Know how long I've been listening to her?
How long?
Freshman year.
Oh, no.
Exactly. I've got my freaking claim, okay?
Yeah. You have to let me in, please.
Maybe. You can have I Know You by Faye Webster, but that's kidding? It. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You didn't even know the difference between Right Side of My Neck and Kingston.
Lena. Can you just mind your business? Like, actually. I like Faye Webster. I don't care.
Honestly, I'm thinking of that song Kingston now. You know what that song really sounds like?
What?
Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Oh my gosh, I love that song so much. That's honestly like my favorite song ever. I think that's my only personality trait, honestly. It was played in that rom-com, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is probably one of my favorite early 2000s rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the vibe in it, how they dressed.
Oh my gosh,
I'm a sucker for a rom-com. Like,
it
pleases me. It makes me so happy.
That movie is so good just because, like, everything was perfect. I love how, like, psycho crazy she is. But, like, it is just such a good movie for, like, educating girls. This is actually what chases guys away. But also at the same time, like, educates guys. Things aren't always as it seems, you know?
Exactly.
I just love good rom-coms. What are your favorite classics?
Well, rom-com-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. So, going back to the early 2000s, I would consider this a rom-com. 13 Going on 30.
Oh, yeah.
One of my really favorites. Good. I love 13 Going on 30. I love everyone in it. I really like Matt Ruffalo.
Oh, especially. Yeah. He looked really good in that one. You know what? I freaking love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Me too.
That's actually one of my favorites ever. It was inspired by Emma, right? Like the Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
That movie, too. That movie actually gets a lot of hate because everyone compares it to, like, the most basic rom-com. Like, enemies to lovers.
But, like, it's not, though. That's
it's
like,
not.
It's a classic.
If you think that, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast and rewatch the movie.
Okay, if you could build your perfect rom-com, who would cast in it?
Okay, going back to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, I'm stealing Kate Hudson.
Right.
Just because Kate Hudson, one, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Two, she absolutely ate in that movie. mm-hmm. and I just love her in rom-coms. So I'm going to use Kate Hudson as my lead girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen Friends or for any listeners who have seen Friends, but hear me out when I say this. Paul Rudd, who plays Mike, and Lisa Kudrow, who plays Phoebe, when they're together in Friends, I love them together.
Really?
So, yes.
I haven't seen Friends.
So I'm going to steal Paul Rudd to go with Kate Hudson simply because I just, hear me out, I know it's a weird combination and I know he's not too much of a rom-com guy, but I feel like they could really do well together. Or going back to 13 going on 30, mm-hmm. Matt Ruffalo. He's good in that movie.
For sure.
He's just a good actor in general, really. Who would you
Yeah, know? He is. For me, like, honestly, I was going to go really basic and say Timothée Chalamet and Saoirse Ronan. They're together in so many movies, yeah. and they eat every single time. Yeah. Like, Lady Bird, Little Women. What's another one? They're in a few Wes Anderson movies together. Yeah. Honestly, Sandra Bullock, I love her in rom-coms. She's just always that girl, you know?
She is.
And I just love her so much. Her and honestly, like, Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, I love that together.
Yeah, I feel like they would complement each other so well.
I've never thought about that before. Like, okay, would you do them now or when they were younger? Because don't get me wrong, Matthew McConaughey,
now?
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Still very handsome.
Right.
But, like,
I would probably go when they were younger just for, like, just for film's sake, just because I genuinely have a thing against rom-coms from our generation now, because I do hate involving the phones in it and everything.
Yes.
I love the drama of, like, the 90s rom-coms because, like, you're not going to text her. You got a pager. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And I just think it's more romantic that way anyways. While You Were Sleeping, have you ever seen that rom-com?
I actually don't think I have.
Oh, my God. It's so good. But, yeah, it's based in the 90s. Sandra Bullock. Oh, my gosh. You don't even understand the lore behind that movie. Like, she's in love with this guy that she sees every day, and he doesn't even know she exists, which freaking real, okay?
Yeah.
He gets knocked onto the train tracks and gets into a coma, and she visits him at the hospital. She's like, I was going to marry him. And so, obviously, the doctor are like, oh my God, they're fiancés. And then his family comes in and they're like, oh my God, you were his fiancé. We didn't know he had a fiancé. And she's like, oh my God. And then she ends up falling in love with his brother while he's in a coma. And then he wakes up and he's like, I didn't even know I had a fiancé. And yeah, it's freaking wild, okay? And she gaslights him into thinking that, like, he's just like, yeah, you just forgot about me when you hit your head. And then at the wedding, they're literally getting married. And she's like, oh, you know what? I'm actually in love with your brother.
What?
She's always, like, running away from the wedding. That also happened in The Proposal, which she's also in with Ryan Reynolds. That freaking eats too. Have you seen The Proposal? It's so freaking good, okay? Big fan of Sandra Bullock. She's actually my mother.
Maybe controversial, maybe hot take. I don't think it is, but I would consider Sandra Bullock, honestly, like, one of the queens of rom-coms.
No, actually.
She's in so many. Like,
yeah.
Okay, have you, I don't know if you've seen 2 Weeks Notice.
I haven't.
Early 2000s rom-com.
Yeah.
It's really good. She stars in that one. She also stars in While You Were Sleeping.
Actually, Sully, that's literally the one I was just talking about. I hope you guys were listening more than DJ Sully was today. That was Inside the Minds of Papa Sully, our first episode back as seniors. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.